Good morning. It is a great time of year, isn't it? Flowers, trees, everything is green. As Catholics, we truly are an Easter people, aren't we? We believe in, we celebrate the Paschal mystery, that through the passion of Christ, his suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven, that we too, if we hear his voice, the voice of Jesus, we can also be transformed into new life once we pass on from this one. Before we open up our readings today, I did want to congratulate a number of people, especially all the children who have received and who are preparing to receive their first Holy Communion. Special thanks to their teachers, families, friends, and Father Mike for supporting their learning of our faith, that Jesus Christ, the Eucharist that we have in the Mass, is not a symbol of Jesus Christ, but truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Savior, Jesus. And congratulations to all those who participated in RCIA. This year, and this week, we had a dinner to celebrate kind of the finality of that week. It was good to kind of close out that teaching in that group. And a special thanks to Sister Joan, who led that group this year. And finally, congratulations to all those who are graduating from a school. Go forth and become world changers for Christ using that education that you have. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Listen closely to truly recognize him and hear his voice. Then decide how you will filter what you encounter, what you hear. What does Jesus want me to hear, see, or do? What does our Catholic teaching say? Some time ago, while visiting an elderly lady, we talked about her late husband. What a great husband and father he had been. She talked about how he was always working at something to try to help provide for the needs of his children, make sure they had what they needed, maybe not always what they wanted, but what they needed. And I offered that he sounded like a great guy, great husband, responsible. But then she added, she said there was just one thing about him that sometimes he would listen but not always hear. She said sometimes after evening dinner, she would ask him to put certain chores and whatnots on his to-do list. And he would nod his head and say, uh-huh. And then she thought he was putting all this down, you know, so he would do it later. However, in the days following, when she would ask if he made any progress on those whatnots and to-dos, he'd ask, what chores or what whatnots? What are you talking about? It was as if he never heard her. She went on to describe her husband as having a condition called selective hearing. Familiar to anyone? He'd hear what he wanted to hear, but on things he didn't want to do or hear, it just seemed like he couldn't remember them. He just filtered them out. Maybe like this furnace filter I have here, where we try to, when the air goes through, we try to filter out the particles that we don't want to breathe. Could this condition also apply in our readings today? How do each of us filter things we hear and see each day? Do we filter things with Jesus and our Catholic teaching in mind? In our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, I'm reminded of that old detective TV show that some of you might remember, but it's pretty old. It was called Dragnet, where the detective, Joe Friday, always ends up interviewing a lady who always seems to go on and on and on. And then Joe stops her and he says, "Please, ma'am, just the facts." like Joe Friday, who wants to know just the facts of the matter, Peter is exclaiming the facts to the Jews, especially those who may have been filtering out what Jesus was saying earlier. Peter says, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." This line is a direct quote from the first verse of Psalm 110, where Lord refers to God the Father. So Peter is saying that Jesus, the Christ, is equal to God the Father. Wow. And as Peter says this, the audience, it says they were cut to the heart with this fact. And then, of course, they started to ask, "What are we to do, my brothers?" And Peter says, "Repent and be baptized." Following on from this, our responsorial psalm today, Psalm 23. I love that psalm. It's the image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who cares for his sheep, protects them, gives them kindness and rest in God's heavenly home forever. Often used at funerals, this psalm should give us comfort that if we consider ourselves followers of Jesus, we will live with him in heaven. In the second reading from 1 Peter today, Peter gives us an extremely important message prior to what we're about to hear in the gospel of how Jesus compares us to sheep. The important message is that the followers of Christ, you and I, all of us, we should expect to suffer, just as Jesus suffered through his passion and death prior to being glorified through his resurrection and his ascension into heaven. And so as Christ's suffering and death redeemed the world before his glorification into heaven, all of us should use our suffering on this earth to glorify Christ before we enter into the glory of heaven. Here I'm reminded of the words from Venerable Bishop Fulton Sheen, who a few of you may remember. He wrote, "Unless there is a Good Friday in your life, there can be no Easter Sunday." Think about that. The setting for our gospel today is the ancient Near East, of course, where it was typical at that time, that all the village's sheep were kept in a common pen with several shepherds' flocks during the evenings, and the sheep became commingled overnight. In the morning, the sheep would be called out to pasture by listening, recognizing, and following the specific voice of their individual shepherd. The sheep were filtering, only hearing and responding to the one shepherd who was theirs. Here, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, says he is the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper opens it for him, the sheep, and the sheep hear his voice as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. They follow him because they are able to filter out other sounds and distractions to hear and recognize the shepherd's voice. Calls them by name. As believers, do we recognize Jesus' voice when he talks to us? Or if it's not convenient, or maybe if there's suffering involved, do we filter him out? "What was it you wanted me to do, dear?" As the hands and feet of Jesus on earth today, do we provide for that voice of Jesus to others? How can we learn to better filter the world's messages that come to us so we can better recognize the voice of our shepherd Jesus or of those acting on his behalf? Do we study our Bibles, our faith traditions, the catechism of our Catholic Church? How do we filter? Do we filter out the voice of Jesus through a selective hearing process? How do we know when it is Jesus, the one true shepherd, This week and even last week on the news, we've heard of all kinds of reasons why the abortion pill should still remain available, even though finally Roe versus Wade, that decision was overturned. How do we filter out what is the voice of Christ versus what is the voice of the evil one, the devil? Listen closely. To truly recognize him and hear his voice, then decide how you will filter what you encounter. What does Jesus want me to hear, to see, and to do? What does our Catholic teaching tell us? That we may strive to recognize Jesus' voice when he speaks to us through scripture, through prayer, and through others. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Pope Francis, bishops, and priests, that they may shepherd the church as the good shepherd would, leading us all through dark valleys, down right paths, to verdant pastures of goodness and kindness. Let us pray to the Lord. That God will bring an end to violence in the world, in our communities, in our cities, in our workplaces, in our city streets, and across nation, so that we may all live free from the fear and trauma that violence brings. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who are recovering from natural disasters, that God will give them strength, renew their spirits, and help them find the resources they need to rebuild their lives. Let us pray to the Lord. And for all who are discerning a call to the ministry, that they will recognize God's invitation, open their hearts to God who loves them, and follow Jesus in laying down their lives for others. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sick, the poor, the lonely, the discouraged, the emotionally disturbed, and all who need our prayers this day, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
and for all of us, that we may find the courage to repent of our sins and our failures to do the right thing, knowing that we can find in our God forgiveness and mercy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
and for Bill Town Jr., who we remember at this Mass, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,